This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us here on the show. Lots to jump to here in our first tight opening seg, and then we're going to go into some interesting conversations that I think you're going to love. But let's start with the rippling effects of what happened in Virginia. Big day, wide smiles for a guy named Glenn Youngkin and his family and the GOP. Huge victory there in Virginia, and they're still basking in it because Terry McAuliffe was really picked to win this, even if it was close. Youngkin sort of came out of nowhere. He didn't really come out of nowhere, but because it was billed that way, I think a lot of people were surprised. But this win, I think, really puts him on a fast path to keep rising through the ranks of the Republican Party, and more people will probably that are running on the Republican side of things look to see what he did that worked so well. You know, because some people call it the Trump effect, that there's lots of love for Trump and there's lots of for Trump, right? As is typical with any politician. That's how it is. Even if you're a staunch Republican. So the idea was, you know, they didn't campaign side by side. He didn't really go into the territory of what happened in the last election. He focused on what was affecting people in Virginia. Imagine that. Focusing on crime and safety and education, and trying to translate that to the people in the suburbs that you're trying to get to vote for you, because you're going to be the governor of that state if you win. So that was the strategy, is to get that support for the people that you're going to represent. And that's what helped him, especially in some of the big areas just south of Richmond. One was Chesterfield County, which was a county that the former president, Trump, lost to Joe Biden by about 7 points. So the Youngkin win, I think, and how he got that governorship is that he looked at, you know, not using political slogans, that instead he focused, drilled down, wanted to know more about what was it that really stuck in the crawls of the people in Virginia. And it's not one size fits all, let's face it. It's not, right? But it worked, and I think it's a sobering reminder for the Democrats that this loss in Virginia, they're in a precarious spot heading into 2022. And if you look at the numbers, because that's politics, it is all about numbers, the GOP needs to net 5 seats in the House and only 1 in the Senate to get control of Congress. So the party of the new president, by the way, if we look at our history, almost always loses a lot of ground in Congress in the midterm elections. So this could be definitely the reality here, because he turned out the Republican base in Southern Virginia. He kept the working class voters in the fold. He made huge gains in the suburbs. And I think more people are going to look what and see what the upcoming governor Youngkin did and try to do something similar. Like I said, imagine you have a strategy. You have a strategy to focus on the people you're representing. Oh, it seems to make sense, right? I think we forget sometimes that document. It's we the people, right? We're paying the taxes. You're paying for the people who represent you. You are. So who's representing you? You're not always going to get your man or your woman in there that you wanted, but you got to give it a real shot by watching how they vote, watching how they got there, especially if they're new. What did they come from? What are they looking at? What do you know about them? And do you think it really represents accurately what you would hope to gain by that representation in Washington? And the governor has a lot of power as to things that happen in the state, so could be a really good choice by Virginians. There are a lot of upsides to this guy from everything that I've read and seen and know, so we'll see, right? And that's always the famous phrase, hashtag we'll see. Speaking of we'll see, House Democrats are now planning to vote on the social spending package as well as the bipartisan infrastructure bill to see if they can deliver on the president's agenda. So the House Rules Committee met late on Thursday to advance the final text of the social spending legislation. What's up next? It's a vote, 8 a.m. Friday, to debate and vote on the package. It's called Build Back Better Act. Say that 20 times fast. Build Back Better Act. Build Back. Bottom line is... and, you know, they really struggle and work on the rule of threes there, try to come up with something. A vote to clear the bipartisan infrastructure bill has stalled in the House since its Senate passage in August. So we'll see. Speaker Nancy Pelosi, they've been laboring over this for, I don't know how long, a month or something, on both of these, and we'll see what happens with these votes. On the heels of watching what happened in Virginia. So, you know, and they almost lost New Jersey, too. Democratic Governor Phil Murphy narrowly won re-election in a state that they weren't expecting it to be that close, right? So it all goes back into the national politics, the federal politics, if you will, and looking at what's happening on the Hill. And this vote is high stakes for this president because this is what he campaigned on. That's what he campaigned on. And there have been some late night changes on Thursday to this deal to lower prescription drug prices to clarify the drafting of the original legislative text. There's a compromise that's going to add an additional year of exclusivity before Medicare will be able to negotiate prices for certain complex drugs known as biologics, moving that total from 12 to 13 years. So all of this is in the mix there. And then what are they capping? There was a late change to raise the cap on state and local tax deductions from $10,000 to $80,000, and to have the limit be in place at that level through 2030. There was a previous version that would have set the cap at $72,500 through 2031. So this is nitpicking through, which they should, all of the words and how it's written before the vote. So, does some of this come through or not, right? Joe Manchin is paying close attention to what's going on with paid family leave. Let's see. Meet you on the flip side.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift. An extra long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com. What I like to call virtual green room right now. Randy Hoffer joins us, and his book is More Odds Than Ends, Left Field's Cartoon Gallery, number 10. It's so interesting, and he says it is kind of wild that your 10th book is coming out, seeming almost surreal. So his work is really fascinating, and how he comes up with it, we can't wait to find out more about that. Randy, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
So what, you know, you're a cartoonist, but more than that, I mean, you do so many other things, I think, with your books. The way you, it's just that clever, the way you your mind works. How did this all start for you? When did this start?
Oh, my gosh. I was actually living in Twin Falls, Idaho, of all places, and in this damp little corner of this basement, I just started drawing cartoons, and I figured, well, I'm going to make it official, so I went ahead and branded it Left Field because it had a double meaning, meaning that I'm left-handed, I'm a southpaw, that's left field, and my imagination tends to be way out in left field. So I've been told I have a unique slant on the on how I view the world. So,
well, and you do have a unique slant. Who were your influences? Did you have influences in going in this direction?
Gosh, yeah. When I was growing up, definitely Charles Schulz's Peanuts was a major influence. I loved that cartoon. I loved the way it was character driven. I also love Gary Larson's The Far Side, and that one's sort of a no-brainer for me because there are a lot of parallels in Gary Larson's work combined as far as doing original or disconnected single panels. And, you know, and if you remember, you know, his was really far out too. He had, you know, cows driving cars and, you know, and things like that. So,
yeah. So when you, so I love that those were your influences, some of them anyway. And like you said, the separate panels, what inspires you? How did you come up with this? What did you decide you were going to put in number 10?
Well, number 10, you know, it was also symbolically my 10th book. So it wound up being sort of an anniversary book. I'm still beyond that right now. I'm still drawing daily. I'm creating content. I've got material saved all the way up to book number 20. Which is going to be a another anniversary book, so that's into the future. I'm currently getting my 13th book in print right now. It's going to print, and I also want to mention to the fans too that are looking for my books that we're currently rebranding those books to be sold out in stores.
Oh, that's wonderful. So that has to be exciting for you.
It's very exciting. I've had to wait about 12 years for this break. So I'm definitely happy that's finally happening.
Yeah, there is something about that being you're persistent, you do good work, you keep going after it, and then finally, you know, that happens. Do you have, and this is a rough question because you've done so many, but do you have a favorite that you've done of everything? Is there just one where you nailed what you were trying to get across?
Oh, wow. I'm going to have to say... Yeah, I don't have a real definite favorite per se, but I could kind of say that the breakthrough was my fourth book, which is Left Field Controls the Universe. It's a black covered book, and it looks and the cover design is interesting because it was inspired by Monty Python, Terry Gilliam's those weird wacky animations that we've come up with. That inspired the front cover. I think that's the book where it kind of set the mold for the oncoming books, Left Field and Glorious Tunerama, and Just When You Thought It Was Safe, Left Field Returns, and up to More Odds Than Ends.
Yeah, I love that. And again, we're talking about More Odds Than Ends, Left Field's Cartoon Gallery, number 10. Great break for Randy. He's talking about these books coming out in stores. You could get this one right now on Barnes and Noble, or, of course, on Amazon. You go to the website there and you can order it. For you, in pulling together all this different work, I think now more than ever, the type of work that you do, especially the separate panels, is very, very big. I think it is about that marionette content to the cartoon. Do you think so?
Yeah, you know, I don't want to get too philosophical here, but I mean, let's face it, we're in kind of turbulent times right now. We're surviving the pandemic and everything like that. So I think this kind of humor is vital. Just came along at the right time right now. It's very vital that we have something to laugh at and understand that life truly is absurd at times. So, you know, this is a reflection of that absurdity.
Yeah, I agree. Life truly is absurd. What do you hope people take away from looking at any of your work, any of your cartoons?
Oh, that's also a rough question right there.
That life is absurd. I mean, I think you said it, that, you know, and you have to laugh.
Yeah, so someone told me, said, you know, so you, they when I told them I was a cartoonist, they said, well, so you illustrate the absurdities of life. And I said, you just nailed it. So, you know.
That's it. And I think you do it so well, and I'm happy for your break. Randy, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Kate.
Well, interesting talking with him, and next week we're going to talk to Mari Cheskis, who is a graphic cartoonist, and he's got a graphic novel, if you will, and I'm just so fascinated by that talent in any form when we're talking about cartoons. You know, the graphic novels, the gag cartoons, the nuances of all of it. I think it's fascinating. And here's like kind of a fun fact. He was not a professional cartoonist, but Ben Franklin is credited with the first cartoon published in the Pennsylvania Gazette in 1754, Join or Die. You probably have seen it. If you've done any of the battlefield stuff, you certainly have, or colonial America. Depicts the American colonies as segments of a snake. So, you know, there were others like Thomas Nast. He was a cartoonist whose work appeared in Harper's Weekly. He introduced other familiar political symbols like the Republican elephant. There is something about politics and cartoons, and just you can look at cartoons and you can look at graphic novels and everything else in between. And I think it's fun to watch people's minds work when they put it together. It blows me away. All right. Don't forget, set those clocks back if you partake, which you do, right, depending on where you live. There's a few exceptions. And on Sunday, there may be some people out there that are listening that are running the New York City Marathon. It has been a while, my friends. I can't even imagine doing it. Tens of thousands of people participate, and millions of spectators are there to watch and cheer and all of that. And it's back. The field is down by about 40%, down to 30,000 entrants. It used to be about 55,000. And they're trying to reduce the crowding on the course at the start. They're going to spread out runners and all that kind of stuff. But I think it's exciting that it's back. It's fun to watch, and everything is, you know, when the bridge closed down, etc. It's fun to watch the runners go through it. I've been a spectator a couple of times and watched. I just, in my mind, can't even imagine running a marathon. But if I was going to do it and I was training, the New York City Marathon would be a very fun one to do. That's for sure.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Lawmakers in the House say they're ready to vote on President Biden's agenda. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a social spending bill would raise about $2 trillion, more than enough to cover the cost of education, health care, and climate provisions.
And in fact, it would add to our economy because of child care, enabling many more women to fully participate.
The legislation relies on corporate taxes and taxes on high-income earners, but some moderate Democrats want more details and a deficit score from the Congressional Budget Office.
We want to make sure that the revenues match, of course, the all outlays.
New Jersey Democrat Josh Gottheimer says this week's election results show Americans want action from Congress. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants to vote on it by Thanksgiving. This is USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is taking Texas to court again. The lawsuit contends the Texas election reforms redistrict eligible voters' ability to cast a ballot and disenfranchises voters with disabilities, also the elderly and those with limited English proficiency.
And it does so in a way that is discriminatory against both voters of color and voters with disabilities.
Sean Morales Doyle filed an earlier suit on behalf of minority disability rights groups. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says no eligible voters will be denied their right.
It does, however, make it harder for cheaters to cast an illegal ballot.
There's been a development connected to President Biden's trip to Europe. A member of the entourage tested positive for COVID-19. That member of his traveling party tested positive on Tuesday, although additional tests have been inconclusive, according to the White House. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We go to Queensland and for a conversation with Antonio Gallo. And she's written a book called The Woman I've Become, Calabria to Atherton. And you think of that journey, and as she corrected me when we were talking off the air, I was thinking, Calabria, where is that? Italy, of course. So imagine making that journey from Italy all the way to Australia and doing it like in 1950. Antonia, thanks so much for coming on. What inspired you to write the book? Why did you write the book? Did you write it so that you could pass it on to your family?
Yeah, I did.
And you had stories, like I mentioned. What was that journey like? Because that's right there in the title of your book. What was that journey like from Italy all the way to Australia?
Well, that journey was very tough because there were 15 children left Calabria, and we were all cousins, all under 15 years of age. And on the ship, it wasn't easy to sort of handle my brothers and sisters. And I was the oldest, and my mother got very, very ill on the ship most of the trip. So it was really a trauma. The sea got rough a lot of times, and by the time we got to Fremantle, we were just about fed up and tired. And then we got into Brisbane and then caught up the train from Brisbane to get to Cairns, which took 3 days. And of course, all the children were hungry on the train. And you can just imagine how tough it was to get to Cairns. And by the time we got to Cairns, there was a cattle truck down there that picked us up and took us to the Atherton table end. So it was not an easy trip, I tell you now.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, what was it like to leave at that young age a place that you knew, you know, Calabria so well? What was that like?
That was very devastating because my nana, the one that I'm talking about in the book, we had left her behind, and now that I'm talking to you, the tears in my eyes because she lost, you know, like 15 children that left, 15 grandchildren that left Calabria, plus her two daughters and daughter-in-law. And we lived right up on top of the mountains. And by the time we got to where to catch the train, sometimes it makes me wonder, what luggage did we take to get to Australia? It couldn't have been much because we were all under 15 years of age and we had to walk about 2.5 kilometres to go to catch the train. And then on the train we had to travel for a day to go to catch the ship. So it was very devastating, as you know, as you can just imagine.
Boy, I can't. I'm just sitting here thinking about that and thinking what that was like for all of you. But you had each other, and do you think that helped because so many of you were around the same age?
No, it didn't really, because I depended a lot, because I was the oldest of all the girls, and the boys hardly knew. You know, they all depended on me, which I was the eldest. And for me, it was... completely devastating.
Yeah. So then once you arrive and you tell us what that's like and how exhausted everybody is, and then you settle in, what's life like now in Australia as days and days go by?
As a young girl you're talking about?
Yeah.
As a young girl, again, things got tougher and tougher. I thought it was bad enough in Italy, because my mum kept having babies and I had to rear them, and mum used to always be with dad working out in the fields. Well, when we got to Australia, things got a bit more tougher because we had no, just a shed to live in and slept on the dirt and, far away from everything. And then, I had to walk 2 kilometres to school. And we shifted.
Wow. So
it shifted a lot, and we shifted about 3 or 4 times in 1 year from place to place. But the place, of course, in Australia, things it's a huge country, and they're not like we were in a village. It was hard. But when we came to Australia, it was cruel because everybody would live far away, and it's just too hard to tell you, really.
Well, I think you've painted the picture, that's for sure. So now after time goes by and then you become a woman, and that's what the title is, too, the woman, you know, that I've become, that's part of the title. So what kind of woman did you become? And then you had your own children, and how was life different?
Well, my darling, by the time I got to 14, my dad wanted me married. We'll get out of the house. Because there was another 6 mouths to feed. We ended up on a dairy farm then, and that's where we were when I turned 14. But I refused to marry because I used to pick your husband at the time, and I refused, so I got into a lot of trouble in that one. But by the time I got to 16... we had moved to another property, which then my dad had purchased, where my brother and I were milking the cows by hand. And then they moved in, and Dad said, well, you've got to get married. You're getting too old. So when my husband come along, like my husband now come along, I thought, I might make the jump and marry him. So I married him, and then we settled on a farm and worked there. We were in a very small house, but, you know, I was used to tough life. And made it go 9 months later. I didn't become pregnant right away. I had my daughter 18 months after. And, yeah, I had 4 children and worked my fingers to the bone, like, from morning till night, because that's all I knew what to do. Didn't do much schooling again, as I said, because of the family. And then we purchased our own farm and worked hard. And then I had 4 children. And we kept, as I said, it was the land of prosperity. I was determined to do the best and accomplish and make, do the best you can, you know.
Yeah, you do.
Accomplish. What's that?
Yeah, you do the best you can. You said that. Absolutely. And listening to your story, I'm thinking, now what is life like for you?
What's life like now?
Yeah, today.
Well, we did achieve a lot. Now I'm 79. I'm a very blessed woman. We have achieved lots. As I said, I've done lots. Traveled, died, worked hard, but played very hard as well. I've been all over the world a lot of times, and we had it prosper. Everything went, you couldn't ask for better. I've got beautiful daughter-in-laws and son-in-laws and grandchildren, 11 grandchildren, and I've got 7 great-grandchildren, another one on the way. So I'm very proud of what I did in my life. But the next book is more about the troubles and the achievements and everything that I have done.
Great. So there's another one coming after this. You tell us about the trip and the hardships and the hard work and the family, and you got another one where you're going to tell us about all the adventures.
Yes, I've got another book coming.
And what's the title of that book?
The title of that one, I haven't found it yet. We did a lot of building houses because we then purchased some land and did some subdivision. Built a lot of houses. I've got 12 houses in my lifetime. Where sometimes the average Australian says, we've got to have a dream home. When I think back of my life, I can't believe what I've done. I really can't believe what I've done in my life. I traveled a lot. I did a lot of things like scuba diving. I've done, you name it. I helped in the people and the swimming pools. It's just too much to add on.
I like that.
I'm a little girl.
I like that. So we have the happy ending. Yeah.
What's that?
So we have the happy ending that you worked hard and that you got to travel and you did a lot of exciting things like scuba diving and working in the pool with kids and all that. I think it's the perfect place to end this, absolutely, that nothing stood in your way. And I agree. Take a page from your book and do what you want to do. That's what you said exactly. I agree. It's your choice. Antonio Gallo, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Thank you. So what is happening now?
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention, because Dr. Peter Hoffman tells us things about dentistry that I've never heard a dentist really address and talk about. And boy, oh boy, one of his books that we're going to talk about is just, again, so powerful to me that I've recommended it to a bunch of people. And it's called Dentistry Exposed, Protecting You, Your Smile, and Your Wallet. And, of course, you can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or whatever. Dr. Hoffman, first of all, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
Let's talk about why you wrote this book. What was it that you saw that people didn't realize as being a dentist that they didn't know about dentistry?
Well, there are a lot of myths that people misunderstand about their own mouth. They don't understand that not all sugars are bad, for instance. Sugar is typically bad, but there's one sugar that's actually good. Pain doesn't always happen when you have a problem in the mouth. There's apple cider vinegar. It can be a big problem. It causes a lot of tooth decay. But the main reason why I wrote it was because of my own experiences with tooth decay, with strep throat, and finding a way to resolve that very easily, it just motivated me. Plus, a lot of events that have happened related to patients having problems and my finding a solution that I feel, you know, the world needs to know.
Yeah. One of the things that, in the book you talk about myths, you talk about 23 widespread myths. Give us a couple of those myths.
Well, I gave you a couple, but I'll give you some more. It's really dangerous to grind your teeth. Some people think that that it's okay to slosh orange juice in their mouth. That will cause heavy decay. The grinding of teeth will erode teeth away greater than even tooth decay. You need to be careful with drinking alcohol. Regular mouth rinse alcohol does not cause cancer. Drinking alcohol does, because of aldehydes in the wood casting. When they cast these drinks for aging, it causes big problems. The medium toothbrush is not good. You should use actually a super soft one, and I recommend one that I discovered in writing the book. It's an amazing super soft toothbrush that's very tough. But the specific myths, as I mentioned, the dry mouth myth, people think that a dry mouth is not that serious of a problem, but it will cause massive tooth decay and periodontal disease. There are a lot of myths related to the whole concept of the way you eat. You can't be more careful than to stay away from regular sugar. And even carbohydrates are converted into sugar in the mouth. So people think, okay, I'll eat a cookie, it'll be okay. Well, that's converted into sugar in the mouth. And as I said before, the whole concept of no pain, if you have no pain, you're okay. No, periodontal disease does not cause pain typically. And you can have massive problems in the mouth and not have any pain.
Yeah, wow. And get the book and you'll find out even more. I mean, it'll scare you. It'll make you realize there's things that you probably had no idea that you were doing. And you say protecting you, your smile, and your wallet. I think some people, Doc, are afraid to go to the dentist because they think they're going to be told you owe, you know, $20,000 and you have 15 different things wrong with your mouth. To me, it's just kind of all over the map as to what's being charged and whatever. Is that what you found?
Yeah, it's true. The deep cleanings and crowns can vary in price tremendously. And a lot of times people do not need either one of those. One has to be careful and get a second opinion when you get these big estimates for tooth care. If you have a dentist that, you know, you've for many years have just gone in to have your teeth cleaned, and then all of a sudden you move or you have to have a new dentist and they give you this big treatment plan, I would definitely get a second opinion. And you should be careful on the treatment that you choose. There are many reasons not to do crowns. You don't want to always crown a tooth. It could actually weaken the tooth. If you have a small tooth and you cut away all the way around, it's going to weaken the neck of the tooth. So there are reasons to be extra careful. And one thing I do want to emphasize, if you don't mind, is that the mouth, and people don't realize this, the mouth is the cause or the area where people get five of the most deadly diseases. So our mouth is so important for smiling and speaking and breathing, but that's the location of where we find five of the major causes of death. And the first one is heart disease. People don't know this, but the research for the last 10 years has shown that periodontal disease leads to the flow of bacterium into the bloodstream, which weakens the heart muscle. And then you have the whole problem with pneumonia. As you get older, and maybe you develop dementia or Alzheimer's, or if you're just bedridden, when you're lying down, that plaque can be breathed into your lungs, causing gram-negative pneumonia, which is the major cause of death in the United States.
Wow.
And this was before COVID.
Wow.
Now with COVID, it's much worse.
Wow.
And then you got mouth cancer and pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer, diabetes, and sleep apnea. All of those independently cause over 38,000 deaths in the United States per year. Each one is more than that amount. Sleep apnea itself causes 38,000 deaths per year.
Yeah, so scary. And again, the book is Dentistry Exposed, Protecting You, Your Smile, and Your Wallet. And you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. We have a couple of minutes left to talk about your next book, and this is so different that I want to mention it, Cosmic Crossroad Countdown. Tell us about this novel.
Well, it sounds like a novel, but it's actually true. And it has a lot to do with the invisible war that we're fighting right now. The first book, written in 2017, warned of what would happen, and it had six other insights that have come true. The new book that I'm writing now is a sequel to it and explains everything in detail of what's going on and why people missed it. And it was a very subtle warning. It was like the Bethlehem Star of the time of Jesus, but now we have an array of events, including heavenly stars, that all pointed to this invisible agent that would, or attack that would happen, and it's happened, as stated, with not only the COVID, but cyber attacks. By the breakdown of society, the new beginnings that have happened all around us, it's affected every part of our well-being and every level of society. So we're seeing uncertainty, upheaval, all due to this invisible attack.
So you can get both of these books, like I said, and you can read one and then go into the other, obviously. Dr. Hoffman, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you for having me. And the book is available at Amazon, and you can get a download.
Yeah, the downloads are good because that's what happens. You know, we're waiting around, and that's a good way to read it because sometimes we don't always want the physical book because of how our lives are, absolutely. Doc, it was a pleasure. We'll talk to you again soon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, so thanks to Dr. Hoffman again. Oh, boy, when you think of your mouth, he's right, and you think of the sugars and you think of apple cider vinegar. It'll scare you when you look at this book, but it will help you, that's for sure. No question about that. Thanks for listening to the show, everybody. Remember, make it count.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.